Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the midday show with Andy and Randy with you here on a hump day. Final hour for us. Still tons to get into. Final hour of the show brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. Big story of the day coming up just a couple of minutes as we are broadcasting live from Flowery Branch. Falcons training camp underway. We'll get back into a couple of different Falcons sort of big picture first day of training camp conversations. Other NFL training camp questions as well in 20 minutes as most, if not all, teams across the league either begin today. Some of them have already started. Yeah. Like some yeah. I mean, we've seen videos from Kansas City and other places where they've already started practicing.
Saw a fight today in Kansas City.
Is that right?
So, yeah. So it was.
That's how you know you're a couple days.
Yeah, Bush League. The defensive player hit the running back. Oh. It was Kadarius Toney. He clacked him too.
He's playing a little running back.
I saw that. They got to do something with him.
Yeah.
I mean, the dude, if he gets the ball in his hands, it's dynamic as hell.
Yeah, sometimes he's not super good at catching.
It's just everything, the process of getting him the football, wrong route, dropping the ball, all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But if you can, like, hand him the ball, oh, yeah, dude's funky with it now.
Yeah, he can make it happen.
Yeah, he's funky with it.
We'll get to some other NFL training camp questions in 20 minutes, and we'll get to an AMA to wrap things up. At the end of the show at 1:40, any question, any topic, we'll get the phone lines open as we always do.
That was irritating. We talked about this, was everybody going on podcasts. And now you got Paul George, B-team, talking about the Clippers, it felt like the B-team. Like, why you got to do that now?
Oh, I didn't hear what he said. What did he say?
About the process of going to L.A., choosing between the Clippers and the Lakers, it always felt like the Clippers were the B-team. Mm-hmm. Like, why you do that now? You know what I'm saying? Like, let it go.
Yeah.
Let it go. L.I.G.,
I guess it's better that he didn't say it when he was on the team.
Yeah.
Calling the B-team.
L.I.G., Paul.
Yeah.
Then you got them Joel Embiid, big-ass, laying on somebody's couch. I don't know why everybody hates me.
Yeah.
I'm a pretty likable guy. Shut your ass up, man. Go get on a damn treadmill.
You're sitting on the wrong couch complaining about that.
Like, come on, man.
Go see a therapist about all that stuff.
These damn podcasts.
You're having a problem.
Just go sit down. Oh, you already sitting down. Take your ass back to Philadelphia. Get healthy and rehab. Because he looks like ass on the floor.
He does. He is not helping the men's basketball team.
He's not.
He is not helping
them. Yeah, but we're getting closer to the Olympics. And like Bo said in the back page, I thought that was so cool that Coco Gauff is going to be the female flag bearer and everything like that. I'm still trying to figure out this whole Snoop Dogg angle that Bo was talking about. Mm-hmm. Because I want to see, is Snoop's bringing in, he's on the last leg, right?
Yeah.
Is he going to run it in?
Mm.
Is Snoop going to run it in, or is Snoop going to pimp it in?
Or seawalk it in.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to see how Snoop comes in with this thing, man. I'm so – because is he going to have, like, some quarter-length tube socks and some low-top chucks?
Right. Well, because, like, they have the Olympic,
right,
like, whatever it is, the polo – blazer that they wear, right? And then, but yeah, he's probably able to accessorize a little bit.
Yeah, I'm saying, Snoop ain't worn no damn blazer since the trial. I ain't seen Snoop with no blazer since the trial.
That blue was a color he likes, though, the pants.
Yeah.
I like that. It wasn't the navy blue, it was the lighter one, which is good. So he probably is comfortable with that.
Yeah, that's my thing. I want to see Snoop.
Yeah, how's he going to walk?
How is Snoop going to bring this?
Because when he was seawalking on the halftime show,
it was not very good.
No, but it was also just an example of like, wow, look, this is
keep it gangster.
Look at
dog,
how look at how far it's come.
Yeah, man. But I mean, I love me some Snoop.
I would have never thought
in
a million years
that
Snoop Dogg would go from where he was, and then the trouble that he was in, and then everything that's after. I don't know what the most outrageous thing is that's happened. It might be the fact that he's leading the torch into the
that's
Olympics.
That's so great, though.
It is great.
Snoop is,
I think it's great.
I think Snoop is worldwide love.
He is.
Snoop is Grandpa Snoop, Coach Snoop,
I also
everything.
He's also like a great example of what is popular right now. And has been popular right now in this country for 30 years.
Yeah.
Like, who's been in the last three decades more popular for a long period of time?
In the rap game?
In all the different ways.
Okay.
Because that's the thing. There's a lot of people in that era that were great musicians that made great music. They weren't doing cooking shows with Martha Stewart.
Yeah, man.
They're not leading the Olympic torch out in France. You know what I mean? To transcend all of the different avenues of pop culture that he has is unique.
I love it.
Yeah, me,
I love
me
Uncle
too.
Snoop. I love Uncle Snoop. But this is great. Run support's coming around, Andy.
Oh,
we got some run support going on around here. But yeah, that's going to be my biggest takeaway.
How many did they get?
They got three runs right now.
Oh, good.
Three runs. 4-3. But yeah, that's my biggest takeaway is that Snoop Dogg is carrying in this torch. And I'm so excited to see it. So excited.
So am I.
I'm excited.
There's going to be people that aren't.
I don't care.
Which I like also.
Why are you not with your mama?
I don't know. Who knows? But like, people don't like LeBron.
We know that.
People don't like Coco Gauff.
What? Coco ain't done nothing to nobody.
No, wait, that's right. Coco hasn't done anything to anybody.
Coco ain't done
nothing to nobody. Yeah, if you don't like, well, neither has LeBron.
I know.
Neither has LeBron.
Yeah.
But, you know how it is.
Yeah.
You know how people are going to be.
Coco don't have anybody just like that, sweet girl.
I like it.
Yeah, whatever, man. Kick rocks.
If people want to be upset about the flag bearers and Snoop and all that stuff, let them be. And that's just going to make me enjoy it even more. All right, let's get to the big story of the day to kick off the 1 o'clock hour. Brought to you by QC Kinetics. Non-surgical treatment for joint pain.
I think that's everything. I think it's okay. I like Kyle Pitts on this route. I think he does a good job with that break. Or I need to trust him more through this. It didn't look open to me, but he made it get open. And okay, you know, on a certain play that's new for me. Hey, I need to read it outside in. I thought I needed to read it inside out. And so, just building that time on task together as a team and with the scheme is what is so important. And I wish I could tell you we have 5 years together. We don't, and so we have to make up for that with every rep we do get.
I love it.
Kirk Cousins earlier in the summer, meeting with media, talking about what it's going to be. Obviously, he showed up today, as did all the players, for training camp, which the actual on-field part of training camp, the practice, will start tomorrow. We'll be out there. We'll let you know what we see. But everybody showing up, checking in, and all that good stuff. And, you know, I mean, we'll do this a lot of different ways over the next month leading into the season, talking about the most important storylines. And sometimes it's very popular, and I get it, because we talk about it for hours on end every single day, week after week after week, to try to overcomplicate the answer. But it's not complicated it comes to what's the most important thing for the Falcons' success this year.
Kirk Cousins
is
pretty
good. Yeah, it's him. You can split it every other different way you want, and this player has to break out, and that player has to do that. The answer is,
Kirk Cousins
play up to the level that he was playing at in Minnesota before he got hurt?
Yep.
And if he does, the Falcons are going to be really, really good on offense.
It's going to be some good stuff, man. I saw a clip. Tua is at practice. So, yeah. So, enough with the fluid thing. He might be doing his contract right now.
Well, it is fluid.
It is fluid.
He's out there.
Yeah, he's out there. Then he might, after the practice, we didn't get it done, Tua. All right, I'm going home.
All right, I'm not going to be out there tomorrow.
Funny thing, that one, and then I saw the Bryce Young picture. Bryce Young, like he's getting ready for third grade. He has a third grade vibe with that damn big-ass book bag where you stuff all your baby's supplies in so they can put it in their desk on the first day of school.
Clearly he doesn't care about this, but like, if somebody was advising him, stop being around big stuff.
Yes.
You know? Like, he stood behind that big-ass podium and everybody made fun of him.
Yeah.
Now he's got a big – just get a little backpack.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean? Or get, like, one of those roller bags like Cousins had.
Yeah, but don't –
just the big-ass backpacking backpack made him look like a little kid. He's not a big fella.
He's not a big guy. He's a rather small guy.
He's a small person.
Yeah, just the fact is that right
but
there.
But it's the contrast that makes him look smaller.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, man.
Get a little-ass bag and then you'll look bigger. You know? Like one of those tiny bags that ladies used to wear in the 90s, you know, like the little tiny backpacks. Get one of those. Then you'll look huge.
Oh, God. That was such a bad look. God,
remember those with the super long straps?
Oh, God. It was such a bad look.
And
it
was just a tiny little backpack.
That was such a bad look. So,
what was that about?
I don't know. Just like the same thing when everybody carrying pocket, when these dudes carry pocketbooks. Like,
yes.
All right, man.
Satchel?
I mean,
no.
No, that ain't no satchel. That's a pocketbook.
Yes.
Yeah, you ain't finna tell me
that's a.
Oh no, it's. But that's the thing about it. They're like, you don't know what you're talking about. This thing cost $1,500, and you actually bought it.
That makes it dumber.
That makes it even more dumb. You paid $1,500 for a pocketbook, bruh.
Think of all the stuff you could have bought for $1,500 and not had a purse to carry around.
Get the hell out of here
with you. The other one that I laugh at is the fanny pack, because the fanny pack, I guess, if you just wear it like across your shoulder plate, like shoulder down,
you know
what I mean? Then it's cool.
Yeah.
But if you wear it like a fanny pack, then it's not.
I don't know.
It's a fanny pack either way.
I don't know, dog. Well,
it's a fanny pack.
Mr. Gordon rocks the fanny. Yeah.
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 And I'm saying, if you're going to wear one, just wear it old school.
Yeah, but that's what I'm
like
saying. Just wear it like that.
What do you think he's got in there?
Oh, let me think.
Like, what's Abe's dad?
Abe's dad got his wallet.
Okay.
Chapstick.
Some various forms of payment.
Chapstick.
Okay. Got it. Yeah.
Hand sanitizer.
Yeah? Is he a big
big
germs guy?
The little pack of Kleenexes.
Okay.
Yeah, a little pack of Kleenexes.
I was going to say just like various like trinkets, like turquoise related trinkets.
There's definitely some of that. He's got two reading glasses.
Oh.
Oh.
In case one of them breaks.
Oh, just the just in case.
Why
glasses.
Would it break? Because the thing is so full that it might get
okay.
And then receipts of various notoriety 15 years back.
Yeah, my wife's a receipt keeper.
You know, I got him a new one.
I don't mean like on social media. I mean in life. Like yes. She'll just have a receipt.
Physical receipts
from something
store.
That she purchased 3 years ago. It's like, well, you gonna you planning on taking it back or what's happening here?
Hey, De La Cruz just did something special.
Yeah, I'm not paying attention to that baseball game anymore.
Yeah, I can't help. I can't. It's like a car accident.
I'm pretending tonight's game is the only game.
It's like a car accident. But no, Kirk Cousins has to be where he usually is, you know, between 10 and 14, somewhere like that. Now, he cannot. Well, the way he was playing before he got hurt, he was in top five. That's how great he was. That's how good he was in those things. But no, they have to. You know, first, biggest thing, you got to protect him. We know that.
Yeah.
You got to protect him. He wasn't the most mobile dude before the Achilles. So, I mean, that's the ultimate. You got to be able to protect. You got to play great complementary football with him. Be able to run the football, play action, pass, and all those different things. And eight's got to be eight. And I'm talking about Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts has got to do his thing. I think Kyle Pitts, and that's just, I mean, outside of Bijan, is the best skill position player that they have. That's that when he's right. That's how I feel about Kyle Pitts. If he's right and he's holding, he's flying around and all those different things, and he's creating those mismatches, watch out, man.
Yeah, I mean, it's also like now or never year two.
Right.
You know, well, I guess they got the fifth year on it. But like, I mean, you know,
Drake London gonna do his thing.
We can only do this. This is the year for Kyle Pitts thing so many times,
yeah.
You know? And I understand injury 2 years ago, dealing with it last year. Rookie year was good.
There goes Nacho's girl right now.
Yeah. Oh, they panned away from her too soon.
Yeah.
Nacho's lady's looking pretty good?
No, I'll just say that she was.
Oh.
That was pointing him, her his brothers, one, two, three, his brothers, mom and dad.
I know. Only three of his four brothers. What's the other guy up to?
I don't know.
Can't be bothered to see his brother's major league debut?
Hey, man.
Maybe he's a major league player.
Hey, he might have got caught up in that In the spam wire.
Yeah, probably got caught up in the spam wire.
Yeah.
I don't know what that means. Whatever. That's probably what happened.
Yeah, they got caught up in the spam wire.
All right, we're going to come back. We'll take a look at some of the other training camp questions outside of Flowery Branch. Now, we are at Flowery Branch. We'll be here tomorrow and Friday as well. David Bassidy just popped his head in here.
Dave Bassidy, Abe's best friend.
Yeah, Abe can't look at him.
Abe can't wait to go
running
hey,
after him.
Hey, Dave. He's the only person that thinks Abe's an athlete.
Oh, that's great. All right, we'll be right back. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Damn, Bo.
Midday show with Andy and Randy. I don't think we've ever used this as a bumper before. I like it. This hour of the midday show with Andy and Randy brought to you by the Man Cave Store. Up your Man Cave game this season at mancavestore.com. 20 minutes away from the AMA. Any question, any topic. The phone line's open at 404-726-0929. You can call us. You can ask us anything you want. We'll do our best to answer it. Shout out to Jacob.
Way to go, Jacob.
Brazelton?
Sure.
I know that's how the town is. That's right. Jacob from Brazelton.
Yeah.
I thought that was his last name.
You thought Jacob Brazelton was?
Jacob Brazelton. No, Jacob in Brazelton. Yeah. Congratulations. You're going to the soccer game next Wednesday, courtesy of Andy and Randy. If you haven't won tickets yet and you want to, we'll give away another pair tomorrow and another pair on Friday.
Way to go, Jacob. Way to go, Jacob. You know what I missed yesterday? Because you remember I was trying to figure out, it was a soccer match yesterday. And I think it was Real Madrid versus Celtic.
Oh, it was a Man City.
Man City versus Celtic. And that's what I was talking about. I was like, I'm trying to. And today I think it's Chelsea and Wrexham today.
Oh, really?
Yeah, Chelsea.
Wow.
Yeah, I think Chelsea and Wrexham are playing.
I caught a little bit of the Celtic Man City because, again, you know, the Braves game gets rained out last night. There's kind of wasn't much on, kind of bouncing around looking at different stuff. I love those, the summer tours that they go on. I remember when they first started it, they came to Seattle and it was Manchester United and Celtic.
Uh-huh.
And I was a big David Beckham fan at the time. He got traded like 2 weeks before.
Are you serious?
We had tickets, we're going and all that stuff. We still win. It was still really cool to see Manchester United and Celtic. But it was like, it was all the rumors. Because remember, you watched the documentary, right? It was all the rumors. And then like Alex Ferguson had kicked that shoe and it hit him in the eye. And it was like, yeah, he's definitely leaving.
Right.
And then he left, and he played for Madrid. Yeah, they finally came to Seattle. Yeah,
there,
see him.
There was no coming back from that.
No. No, that relationship was ruined.
You bust my eye with a penny loafer.
Can you imagine if that happened today?
Oh,
like,
dude.
It was obviously a really big deal in 2003 or whatever it was that actually happened. But, like, because, you know, that's one of the biggest stars in the world.
Yes.
Like, I don't know who the comparison is right now, but say, just for NFL's sake, like, Raheem kicks a shoe and hits Bijan in the eye. I think that's going to be a pretty big story. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, obviously it was back then, but they kind of just glossed. He, like, taped it up and went out and played, you know?
Yeah, we'd have been some fighting, you know what?
Crazy.
We'd have been some fighting, you know what? If you kick a damn loafer and it hit me in my eye.
Yeah,
I'm
I think
it
was a cleat.
I thought it was a penny loafer.
Well, maybe it was. I don't know.
I thought it was one of his shoes.
You know, Beckham wears all kinds of weird shoes.
Yeah,
I thought it was one of his cleats. But anyway, yeah. You kick a shoe and hit me in the eye. It's a bad deal.
Yeah, man. It could have been. But you know what? I mean, Trent, we just talked to Bassi about training camp and everything because I was asking about the media and all those things. A lot of times you forget, you think it's just us up here, local media guys, but like this game is so big. He's talking about UK people are coming over and everything like that. I mean, that's just how big this game is.
Well, and you think about it too, because like Sky Sports UK, they're coming over because they want interviews and they want B-roll in case they're doing a game of the Falcons later this year that they can use for some of the features that they run, and they'll do the Super Bowl on that channel and all that kind of stuff. So they want footage for if the Falcons make the Super Bowl, and they have that kind of stuff. The other thing too, you got to think of, because you know there's a lot of these national guys that do their training camp tours, like the NFL Network crew, and Alex Marvez, like people like that go to every Peter King's retired, so it'll be the first year where Peter King's not doing that anymore. But you've got these national guys that go to every single training camp, and they want to try to schedule it to where, you know, they're here when they're doing stuff. You want to make sure they're actually out there practicing so you can see some stuff, and guys are available so you can talk to them. I don't know that I would like that job. I don't know that I would want to travel and go to every single training camp.
Dude, that's got to be a move.
I like local.
Peter King.
Give me local. Peter King used to. But now he's retired. But there's a bunch of guys that do it.
Yeah.
And a lot of like Steve Weiss will do his training camp tour and all that kind of stuff. I mean, if that's what you do, that's what you do and you love it.
Right.
I'm good on. I'll just stay in Flowery Branch.
Damn right.
We'll just do Flowery Branch. I don't need to be going to all these training camps. It's a lot of traveling.
No, we don't, man. But, I mean, these are always – it's the first day. Either if you're a player coming to training camp and there's a contract, either you're happy or you're mad.
That's one nice thing that we're not going to deal with here.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I will say all the teams that are dealing with it are good. So normally you have to deal with contract holdouts because a player is really good and you have other players that are really good, so you don't have the money to pay them.
Right.
Or you do, but you're waiting till they get here or whatever to deal with it, negotiate it. Like, you think about Cowboys are good.
Yep.
They're dealing with that.
Yep.
Packers are pretty good in the playoffs last year.
Yep.
Dolphins are good.
Yep.
Like, most teams that are dealing with this sort of stuff, it's like, well, it's nice to not have to deal with it. But also, that does mean that you drafted and signed well to the point where you're having to deal with guys that are top of the market contract guys. So, I don't know. Maybe, hopefully, we are dealing with some contract negotiation stuff in the next couple of years. Because that's one thing we have, since Julio, haven't had to think about that at all. And unfortunately, that didn't go great either.
Julio played
that thing correctly.
Arthur Blake told him.
Oh, yeah. He said, I'm a Falcon for life.
And his word is gold.
He said, I'm a Falcon for life, so I'm going to need another one of those bad boys right now.
Yeah, his word is gold.
But Julio, there's 3 years left on your deal.
I don't care.
Yeah,
Arthur Blank said, I can have a new contract.
Give me some more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But you look at different stories. Matt Stafford's contract got redid, so he showed up because Matt was not sure. He got that 4-year, 160, right after they won the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Well, guys are making 15 more million than that.
Yeah.
You know? And then I saw a couple other things. Amari Cooper got his contract adjusted and everything. So, I mean, there are certain ways that you can go about it to get you guys in camp. Now, this whole CeeDee Lamb is a completely different animal in all those days. He don't want to adjust the contract. He want a new one.
Yeah, he wants Justin Jefferson money.
Yes. He wants Justin Jefferson money. Brandon Ayuk wants Justin Jefferson money.
Yeah.
So, I mean, these are the situations that you're at, especially with the salary cut, because as a player, you want to – it is always like this. You know, well, we got so-and-so is paid. We got this guy paid. All right, so we could give you this, but I don't want this. Well, we're paying him this and him this, so this is all we can give you. I don't care.
You know what it is, honestly, from this standpoint here in Flowery Branch, we just talked about him in the last segment. If he does what you say he can do – this is what it'll be next year with Kyle Pitts.
You're damn right it will.
You have to hope that that's what it is.
It won't be no damn tight end negotiation.
No. Kyle Pitts likes when the story, like Zach Robinson last week, is out there. Yeah, we're splitting them out wide.
Right.
And honestly, that's part of why it's getting talked about.
Yes.
Because Kyle Pitts' agent wants it talked about like that. That's why it continues to be circulated and, you know, I don't know that sports radio hosts do it on purpose when you're like, hey, let's talk about what that means, Kyle Pitts at wide receiver. But you're taking the bait when you do that because Kyle Pitts' agent very much wants you to be talking about Kyle Pitts as a wide receiver. Because if he goes out there this year and has like 1,400 yards receiving and 10 touchdowns, they're going to try to get that type of money next offseason. And honestly, again, sort of sitting here from the perspective today, it's like, oh, it's nice. All the Falcons guys shows up and there's no drama. If Kyle Pitts balls out to the level that you think that he can, and that means there's drama next year, that's awesome this year. That's what you want. You want guys that play well enough to where there's a little bit of – I mean, as long as they're on the field and they produce when it's time to go.
Yes.
But, like, that's actually a good problem to have. The NFL puts you in those situations when you're good.
Mm-hmm.
That's what the salary cap does. That's what the contract length does. That's why the NFL has the parity that it has. You get penalized for drafting well.
Right.
If you draft too well too many years in a row, you can't keep all
your guys. Because that's the thing about the Cowboys – they draft well.
Yeah, right. That's why they're in the situation.
And they pay their guys.
All these guys.
Yes.
All these guys they draft.
Yes.
Everyone that Micah Parsons, CeeDee Lamb, Dak Prescott, the guys on defense that they've paid, the offensive linemen that they've paid.
They were all homegrown.
Zeke Elliott, they're all draft homegrown. Picks. Now, they haven't capitalized on it by winning a Super Bowl.
Right.
But that's like – that. It's the double-edged sword of being an amazing general manager in the NFL. It's like, damn, we've killed so many drafts in a row that I have no money. Because I want to keep my guys, but I can't keep my guys because I can't afford to. Now you have to start making tough decisions and all that kind of stuff. Obviously, that's why you want to have an elite-level franchise quarterback. You pay him, and then you can sort of make it work around him like the Chiefs are doing and other teams have done in the past. But, yeah, I mean,
I'm trying to think. When was the
last? It's actually a good thing to have contract negotiations.
The last Cowboy that wasn't homegrown that got a big contract. Was it Deion?
T.O.?
T.O., there we go, T.O.
Yeah.
I know Amari Cooper, they traded for Amari. They traded for
Did they trade for Amari Cooper?
Yeah, they traded with the Raiders.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right. God, I forgot about him being there.
Yeah.
He's out of sight, out of mind.
Playing
for the Raiders, unfortunately.
Exactly.
And now he's on to the next team, too, anyway. So, yeah, man. I mean, that's where things stand as far as that goes. It will be interesting to see. You said Tua Tagovailoa is practicing today.
Yes.
But it's a fluid situation. Hopefully that means his agent is up there to go. Jordan Love's not.
No, he's not. But I'm trying to think, Andy, with this this whole Tua negotiation, how is it being approached from the Dolphins side as far as, okay, yeah, we know that Trevor got this, 55, whatever, and we're pretty sure that that Love's going to get 56 maybe, but we want to pay you 48.
The idea that Love's going to get more than Trevor's
is crazy.
It's crazy.
It is.
I get it.
Yeah, but I mean, that's all I can see from this whole Tua thing is that they're at 48, and he wants to be at least 53. They're like, no, we'd be as a 48 guy.
Well, then we're not signing it.
You know what I mean?
48. No offense, but like 48.
50?
At least. There's got to be a 5. There has to be a 5. Trevor Lawrence has got 55.
Yeah, no.
Joe Burrow's got 55. Like, and again, those guys, you know, Joe Burrow's been hurt as much as Tua has.
He damn sure has.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but
that's the damn Bengals.
But he beat Patrick Mahomes.
He did beat Patrick Mahomes. No, but if I'm Tua, it's got to be a 5. And 50, even 50, like, given what these other guys are getting, like, Jordan Love's going to get $5 million more per year than me?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I'm with you. That's why I'm curious what Miami's offer is to him, because they've offered him. Chris and them have offered Tua a contract.
Yeah,
it's just like, what is it and where is it?
Clearly not good enough.
Yeah.
Otherwise, it would have been signed.
That's what I'm saying. So, is it 50?
Yeah.
Is it below 50?
I'm sure the Packers are happy to deal with this downside of their philosophy. But if there is a downside to it, they don't get any of those years on the rookie contract. Like when they draft a guy and sit him.
Right.
Because that's the big, if you can do it, that's the blueprint right now. If you can draft a quarterback who's a franchise guy and get those 2, if you're lucky, 3 years of rookie level. Like what the 49ers are doing right now is like unprecedented because of how late in the draft Purdy was taken and how much he's their franchise guy right now. Like Falcons are in that situation too. It's like if Kirk Cousins plays well for a couple of years, those are cheap years that Penix could have been playing.
Exactly.
You know. And again, if it works out and they win, it doesn't really matter. You'll take the win over the philosophy of doing it that way. But that's one of those things teams like to do that you can't do if you have a quarterback in waiting.
But the thing about the quarterback in waiting, if Dak gets the free, Dak's going to get 6D. You know what I mean? So if you're going to do your quarterback, do it now.
Yeah.
Because the cap's going to go up. That's what we were talking about with the Jaguars cap. Like,
yeah.
Trevor Lawrence's contract will be fine. Yeah, because then they kick in for two more years. Well, the salary cap's going to go up over 2 years.
By the time he gets 55 per year, the cap will be so high, and there'll be other quarterbacks that make more than that.
Yes.
To where it'll look really reasonable. Like, the day it gets signed, it's like, damn, Trevor Lawrence hadn't done a whole lot to get $275 million.
Right.
But by the time that kicks in, he will have. But, yeah, no, I mean, that's – Dak getting to free agency would be a wild thing.
It would be crazy.
Because, I mean, Kirk Cousins is older than that and coming off of an Achilles injury and just got $100 million guaranteed here.
Yes.
Like, Dak would get a lot of money.
Yes, Dak's
– I don't know who would sign him, but he would get a lot of money.
I think this is – brain. If he were to be a free agent, I think the Saints would be all over
it. Interesting.
Saints. Yeah. Saints.
Yeah.
I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Yeah, I can't either. But there will be teams. Yeah. I mean, like, every year there's 5 to 10 teams that need a new quarterback, if not more. Yeah, I don't know. It's wild. They can't let that happen.
No.
You can't let that happen.
But I'm saying if I'm Dak.
Only way that happens is if he gets injured again.
Yeah. But, I mean, if I'm Dak, I'm not signing a new contract with the Cowboys. I know he came. We remember his ankle was turned sideways. We remember that.
Yeah, it was gross.
And he still got his money.
He did.
Still got his money.
Yeah, he did. And then he had his boot on. He was fishing a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
But, you know, fishing's taxing. You know, my father-in-law went fishing when we were down in Destin. He was sore for 3 days.
He was spent.
Now, Jim's had multiple heart surgeries. Yeah. You know, Jim's an older man.
Yeah.
Older than Dak, at least.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
It'd take a lot out of you, that deep-sea fishing.
Hey, man.
We had rough waters that day.
And that's, like, the worst. How did you react in the rough water?
I was okay.
Oh,
okay. I had never been in a boat like that on choppy waters. I was like, I might throw up.
Yeah.
I didn't. I was proud of myself. Iron gut. All right.
Good.
Unlike Mekhi Becton.
Yeah.
I didn't throw up 10 times today. We'll come back and get to an AMA. Any question, any topic. Phone lines are open, 726. Nope, 404-726. So you need the area code. I'm going old school. No area codes. 404-726-0929. AMA is next. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Only one phone line available if you want to get on. There'll be a couple available as we run through the calls, though. 404-726-0929. Again, Dukes and Bell coming up next from Hooters. We'll be out here at Flowery Branch training camp for the next couple of days as well. Pretty good idea of when Raheem Morris will be on tomorrow, right around 12:45.
Uh-huh.
Right, practice will end around then. He's going to come right over, sit down with us for about 15 minutes. We'll look forward to that.
Real quick, you know, we were talking about contracts, right? Just saw this. AJ Terrell.
Oh.
They are determined to keep him long term, and that those discussions are ongoing and in progress.
Great.
So AJ Terrell might be the next. You know.
That sounds like soon.
Yes.
Like the way that's just based on the way they talk about stuff like this. Because, again, they're not practicing today.
Right.
That sounds like you get that done first day they're on the field.
Yeah.
So then AJ Terrell can meet with the media and have something really exciting to talk about. I hope that's what happens for him. That would be fantastic. All right. Let's start with Mason, who's in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas? Hey, one question for Andy and then one for both of y'all. Andy, have you seen the Seven Wonders of Georgia? And then for both of y'all, what's your go-to Mexican restaurant order?
What is it? The seven what?
Seven Wonders of Georgia, and I don't know what those are.
Oh, really?
So I got to look them up.
I've never heard it before.
Okay, here according to Google, it's I never know how to say it. Amicalola Falls, is that how you say it? Amicalola. Anyway, I've seen that. I've been there.
Okay.
they're all hard to say. Okefenokee Swamp.
Okefenokee Swamp.
I've never seen that.
Okay.
You seen that?
Yes.
Okay, so between the two of us, we're two for two.
Okay.
Providence Canyon?
No.
Okay. No, not that one. Radium Springs?
No.
Stone Mountain, I've seen. Tallulah Gorge, I've seen. Warm Springs.
Yes, I've been. That's where the president, when he had that polio.
Yeah, that's right. Who'd you see there?
I said, no, that's where Roosevelt used to go,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. He had to cure his leg.
Yeah, we had the polio.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. All right, yeah. So 5 out of 7, yeah, between the two of us.
Yeah, I've been there.
We'll take it.
Yeah, man.
Go to Mexican food order.
I don't order Mexican food.
Really?
No, I don't order Mexican food.
What do you mean? You don't eat Mexican food?
I thought he meant, like, order it at the house. Is that what he mean? Take out delivery?
When you eat Mexican food.
When I'm there? I promise you, I don't eat Mexican food like I used to.
Huh.
So I don't even, they go without me. Because all I'm going to do, I'm getting cheese dip, that's it. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know what
happened. I do.
I don't know what's ruined me about Mexican food.
You lived in Southern California.
Yeah.
And now you live here.
Yeah, that could be it.
No offense.
That could be it.
But that
could
Mexican food is better in Southern California.
I don't really eat Mexican food when we go out anymore.
I get burritos pretty much anywhere we go. I get a burrito. I love a burrito. Maybe I'll get a burrito today. Sounds really good. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas, what's going on, man? Hey, real quick. Two quick shout-outs. Today would have been my son's 9th birthday, so happy heavenly birthday to him. And yesterday, they actually renamed a park in Columbus after my mom, Duke. So
that's
I
awesome.
Want to say shout-out
awesome.
To her.
Awesome.
My question for you guys. Yeah, I know. I work at a grocery store, right?
Yes,
so,
we know.
If you're in the grocery store, what's the least likely animal that you think you would see?
Oh,
all right, like
there's a raccoon in the grocery store.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I would be surprised
to see a raccoon.
No.
Like, raccoons are sneaky; they can get in.
Hell yeah! I thought you were talking about something else.
I'd be shocked if I saw a giraffe.
I mean, yeah, or somebody like walking around with a monkey on a leash.
I would be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, somebody walking around with a monkey on a leash.
I would be taken aback if I was at Publix and a man had a monkey on a leash, or a woman. Wouldn't matter if it was a man or a woman. The monkey on the leash would be the part that would be startling. Yeah, I would be surprised to see that. I'd be surprised to see somebody riding a horse through the store.
Yeah.
That'd be surprising. So a lot of them. But I would, if I saw a raccoon, I'd just be like, that's just a smart raccoon.
Yeah, man.
This is where all the food is.
I would think somebody would be a pet raccoon, because I'm learning more and more every day people actually have pet raccoons. And it's just nasty as hell. I don't care.
You've been learning about these people?
Dude, I learned about a lot, man. All right? Okay, I'm very versatile in my thought process about certain people and these country-ass folks.
Yeah, no, there's...
All right? I'm country as hell, but I don't blank with raccoons. All right? I don't.
Interesting.
I don't blank with them.
I'm not a big...
I don't blank with them.
I'm not a huge raccoon fan myself.
I will never, ever swerve to miss a raccoon.
Really?
I swerve to miss a squirrel?
Squirrel.
Okay. A dog, cat. You let me see a possum or a raccoon.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to have some rub on their ass.
Yeah, no, I'll keep the steering wheel straight on a possum.
Yeah, possum, raccoon.
I don't know. I'll steer on a raccoon. Nah. I don't know. The fur, maybe?
I don't care.
You're right. Raccoons are menaces.
They're nasty.
They're
nasty
an absolute
beasts.
Menace. They're night walkers.
Yes.
And they're thieves also.
Yes.
Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Hey, man. I know y'all remember Jumanji when all them animals that grocery store folks went crazy.
That's
and
true. That's true.
Yeah. But all right, anyway, I don't know if y'all know or not. I'm running for president.
Of what?
I don't know if y'all know.
Of what?
America. What you mean? I put the paperwork in Monday.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Listen, I'm throwing my fundraiser this Friday at the American Legion in Putnam. Everybody free 410.
Hey,
make sure y'all get the button.
Hey, man, all us can't fit in that little-ass building. About the American Legion in Putnam. I know where that place is. that place ain't no bigger than this right here, man.
What's your platform?
Listen,
like, what are we running on? What are we running on here, Devin?
Listen, we in the early stages, Andy, so everything will be hashed out after Friday at the American Legion. Everybody
whatever, call DJ Terminator, tell him to get that bass train, man.
No, you know, we going to call King Lee on, Randy.
King Lee. Oh, yeah, King Lee had it. King Lee be coming through with that bass, too. Boom!
Damn, whole club
be shaking when King Lee come through, man. Everybody come out, ears ringing. Boom!
Listen, they got to shut the club down for 2 weeks just to do maintenance on the building. He done shut the bolts and nails.
Yeah, that King Lee. King Lee, man. King Lee's come through all the country clubs.
We reminiscing, man. We reminiscing.
Yeah.
My bad.
Appreciate it, Devin.
It's fun to listen.
I'm just telling you, dog.
I like the trip down memory lane.
That King Lee's come through. Boom. Boom.
It's the Braves, that's all.
It's nine now. I like the idea of Devin kicking off the campaign at the American Legion in Putnam, though.
Yeah,
that's grassroots.
You ain't been to that place, man.
No.
I've been to Putnam County.
Have I driven through Putnam County?
Probably not. Probably not.
Kind of off the beaten path.
Yeah, like I drove through Putnam County the other day.
Right, let me
I didn't know they had a lake. But, yeah, I drove to Putnam County the other day. When I was down there in Dublin, that Dublin area, it took me through the back going through 441.
We got Boone from Dublin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You might have went that back way through it. Maybe or did y'all go down 16?
We did go down 16.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe someday. But anyway, good luck. Good luck on the campaign and the fundraising starting this weekend. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, Randy, since you want to do that running with the bulls over there, you might as well rope in the, what is that, where they fight with the tomatoes in Spain.
Yeah, yeah.
You ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
I think you missed the running with the bulls because when you said it earlier, I Googled it real quick.
Yeah, it's the beginning of July.
Last weekend.
Yeah, it's the beginning of July. Yeah.
They'll do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But when you do that running with the bulls, Andy, you ought to go over there too. But what are you going to wear? You going to wear that cat suit and do that second 40? Or are you going to wear number 86? What you going to wear when you do it?
What's the attire?
I'm going to do the traditional.
White shirt.
I'm a traditionalist. All right? I'm going to have me a white tee on. You know, have me a white tee, some white linens. Okay. I got my white pool shoes, but I think I'm going to have to bring out some sneakers.
Yeah, get something with some ankle support.
I'm going to have to bring out some like the high top Air Force Ones.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Just, you don't want to roll an ankle.
Yeah, have the ends kissing because I have the shoelaces so tight.
You have to.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a good idea. What is he talking about? The tomato
thing?
Oh,
it's like a –
Randy would not be a good participant. You get hit once and get mad.
This is your problem. This is your problem.
You would be chucking.
This is your problem. This was somebody else's problem. Don't tell me what I want to do, all right?
Am I right, though?
No, you ain't right. You don't know nothing about me that I don't let you know about me, okay? So don't ever say that Randy went like something. You don't know
with
what
your
I
level
like
of competitiveness, which I think has been appropriately displayed
you
here.
Don't know.
If you got hit hard,
listen.
What even
La Tomatina is a festival in Spain where they throw tomatoes at each other.
Okay,
it's a big food fight.
If I'm throwing tomatoes, I'm expected to get hit with a damn tomato, right? So why the hell am I gonna get mad? I'm trying to pick your ass up with one too. So you gonna hit me? Cause I'm throwing that thing like Nolan Ryan. I'm trying to make ketchup. That's how hard I'm gonna throw it. So yeah, I expect to get hit. Yeah, just like the bulls. I expect this bull wants to kill me. Right? I'm not just going over there and run like, "Hi, fella, I won't hurt you, Mr. Bull." Yeah.
How early before the bull would theoretically get close to you, are you jumping onto the fence?
Hey, 50 yards?
Yeah, that's good. I like airing on the side of
the dude, I am not trying to get my ass. I'm not trying to get gored.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get ran up on some wall.
You don't need another hole.
The last time I saw,
one's enough.
My boy Tequila went over there, and I showed you the video. Tequila running with the camera phone, running from the bull and fell.
Oh,
yeah, man.
I almost feel like Tequila might scare one of the bulls.
There's
Oh, never mind. We're not running with him.
Yeah.
Look at the neck on that guy.
There's a 90-degree turn that sometimes people aren't aware of, and that's not where you want to climb. Because the bulls.
Why do you know stuff like this?
Slide into the wall. The bulls slide into the wall.
Why do you know?
Because
I've probably watched the running of the bulls.
Ten
times.
This dude was sitting over here this morning watching rugby. Like, ooh.
I had to ask him to
like
USA was playing. Apologies for the patriotism.
It wasn't patriotism. It was annoying sounds.
Yes, it was.
Is what it was.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the World Games? Are you familiar with the World Games? It's like it's on off Olympic years, and they play kind of weird sports.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted you to be familiar with it because it seems like something you would like.
You know they're doing a thing called the Enhanced Games where they just let people take drugs?
Nice. That's what they should do. You mean baseball in the 90s? It was awesome.
Well, I think it's going to be like track and weightlifting, wrestling, stuff like that. Yeah.
I would like to see how fast a roided-out super athlete could run the 100-meter.
Yeah.
It would be fun to watch.
That'd be cool.
I don't think the top sprinters are going to be doing it, so I bet they don't even break their world record.
Oh.
You don't think so?
No.
On the juice?
I don't think the top sprinters are going to be juicing.
Okay. Yeah, I guess that's true. Juice is only going to help so much. Like,
you're
if I juice
guy,
up,
yeah.
I'm not going to be, like, world-class or anything like that. Maybe, though. You never know.
You never, ever know,
Doc. It's worth trying. I would say. You all right over
there? Yeah, I'm good, man. Let's get a takeaway.
All right, takeaways of the day. Every day to wrap up a show. What happened?
Mr. Blue, Mr. Blue had to send us a picture. Mr. Blue, you know you're one of my favorite dudes, man.
Uh-oh.
Stop sending selfies with cigars, man. All right. Thank you.
Ooh, is that even a selfie? Because
I don't know. Did he do the set up the camera real quick? Let me tripod my phone and take a selfie.
I don't know.
Come on, Mr. Wiggs. Andy got iron guts.
Very, very, like, serious picture that we got right there. I had a takeaway of the day, but I had to change it. Randy's going to be throwing it so hard he's trying to make ketchup.
Yeah, man.
That was very funny.
David Bassett is the only person that actually thinks Abe is an athlete. And only a veteran heaver can make a correct count on the number of times the guy has thrown up.
I'm just curious. 10 times, is it the heaves?
Did he throw up 10 times or did he heave 10 times? Yeah. It's a different thing. It's an important distinction.
Also important distinction,
brought to you by Right From The Heart, rightfromtheheart.org, the AMA to wrap the show up every single day. Only one phone line available if you want to get on. There'll be a couple available as we run through the calls, though. 404-726-0929. Again, Dukes and Bell coming up next from Hooters. We'll be out here at Flowery Branch training camp for the next couple of days as well. Pretty good idea of when Raheem Morris will be on tomorrow, right around 12:45.
Uh-huh.
Right, practice will end around then. He's going to come right over, sit down with us for about 15 minutes. We'll look forward to that.
Real quick, we know we were talking about contracts, right? Just come out, just saw this. AJ Terrell.
Oh.
They are determined to keep him long term, and that those discussions are ongoing and in progress.
Great.
So AJ Terrell might be the next.
That sounds like soon.
Yes.
Like the way just based on the way they talk about stuff like this. Because, again, they're not practicing today.
Right.
That sounds like you get that done first day they're on the field.
Yeah.
So then AJ Terrell can meet with the media and have something really exciting to talk about. I hope that's what happens for him. That would be fantastic. All right, let's start with Mason, who's in Barnesville. Hey, Mason.
What's up, fellas? Hey, one question for Andy and then one for both of y'all. Andy, have you seen the Seven Wonders of Georgia? And then for both of y'all, what's your go-to Mexican restaurant order?
What is it? The seven what?
Seven Wonders of Georgia. And I don't know what those are.
Oh, really?
So I got to look them up.
I've never heard it before.
Okay, here, according to Google, it's I never know how to say it. Amicalola Falls? Is that how you say it? Amicalola? Anyway, I've seen that. I've been there.
Okay.
they're all hard to say. Okefenokee Swamp.
Okefenokee Swamp.
I've never seen that.
Okay.
You seen that?
Yes.
Okay, so between the two of us, we're two for two.
Okay.
Providence Canyon?
No.
Okay. No, not that one. Radium Springs?
No.
Stone Mountain, I've seen. Tallulah Gorge, I've seen. Warm Springs.
Yes, I've been. That's where the president, when he had that polio.
that's right. Who'd you see there?
I said, no, that's where Roosevelt used to go,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah. He had to cure his leg.
Yeah, we had the polio.
Yeah. All right, so five out of seven between the two of us.
Yeah, I've been there.
We'll take it.
Yeah, man.
Go to Mexican food order.
I don't order Mexican food.
Really?
No, I don't order Mexican food.
What do you mean? You don't eat Mexican food?
I thought he meant, like, order it at the house. Is that what he mean? To take out delivery?
When you eat Mexican food.
When I'm there? I promise you, I don't eat Mexican food like I used to.
Huh.
So I don't even like they go without me because all I'm gonna do, I'm getting cheese dip. That's it. I don't know what it is. I don't know. I don't know what
I do.
I don't know what's ruined me about Mexican food.
You lived in Southern California.
Yeah.
And now you live here.
Yeah, that could be it.
No offense.
That could be it.
But
that could
Mexican
be it. But
food's better in Southern California.
I don't really eat Mexican food when we go anymore.
I get burritos pretty much anywhere we go. I get a burrito. I love a burrito. Maybe I'll get a burrito today. Sounds really good. Mo is in Columbus. Hey, Mo.
Fellas, what's going on, man? Hey, real quick. Two quick shout-outs. Today would have been my son's 9th birthday, so happy heavenly birthday to him. And yesterday, they actually renamed a park in Columbus after my mom, Duke. So
that's
I want to say shout-out to her.
Awesome.
My question to you guys. Yeah, I know. I work at a grocery store, right?
Yes, we know.
If you're in the grocery store, what's the least likely animal that you think you would see?
All right,
like, there's a raccoon in the grocery store.
I wouldn't be surprised.
I would be surprised to see a raccoon.
No. Like, raccoons are sneaky; they can get in.
Hell yeah! I thought you were talking about something else.
I'd be shocked if I saw a giraffe.
I mean, yeah, or somebody like walking around with a monkey on a leash.
I would be surprised.
Yeah, I mean, somebody walking around with a monkey on a leash.
I would be taken aback if I was at Publix and a man had a monkey on a leash, or a woman. Wouldn't matter if it was a man or a woman. The monkey on the leash would be the part that would be startling. Yeah, I would be surprised to see that. I'd be surprised to see somebody riding a horse through the store.
Yeah.
That would be surprising. Absolutely a lot of them. But if I saw a raccoon, I'd just be like, that's just a smart raccoon.
Yeah, man.
This is where all the food is.
I would think somebody would be a pet raccoon because I'm learning more and more every day people actually have pet raccoons. And it's just nasty as hell. I don't care.
You've been learning about these people?
Dude, Andy, I learned about a lot, man. All right? Okay, I'm very versatile in my thought process about certain people and these country-ass folks.
Yeah, no, there's...
Right? I'm country as hell, but I don't blank with raccoons. All right? I don't.
Interesting.
I don't blank with them. I'm not a huge raccoon fan myself. I will never, ever swerve to miss a raccoon.
Really?
I swerve to miss a squirrel.
Okay.
A dog, cat. You let me see a possum or a raccoon.
Yeah.
Oh, they're going to have some rub on their ass.
Yeah, no, I'll keep the steering wheel straight on the possum.
Yeah, possum, raccoon.
I don't know. I'll steer on a raccoon. Nah. I don't know. The fur, maybe?
I don't care.
You're right. Raccoons are menaces.
They're nasty.
They're
nasty
an absolute
beasts.
Menace. They're night walkers.
Yes.
And they're thieves also.
Yes.
Devin is in Kansas City. Hey, Devin.
Hey, man. I know y'all remember Jumanji when all them animals in the damn grocery store and folks went crazy.
That's true. That's true.
Yeah. But, all right, anyway, I don't know if y'all know or not. I'm running for president.
Of what?
I don't know if y'all know.
Of what?
America, what you mean? I put the paperwork in Monday.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Listen, I'm throwing my fundraiser this Friday at the American Legion in Putnam. Everybody free 410.
Hey,
make sure y'all get the butt.
Hey, man, all us can't fit in that little-ass building about the American Legion in Putnam. I know where that place at. that place ain't no bigger than this right here, man.
What's your platform? Listen, like, what are we running on? What are we running on here, Devin?
Listen, we in the early stages, Andy, so everything will be hashed out after Friday at the American Legion. Everybody
call DJ Terminator, tell him to get that bass train, man.
No, you know, we're going to call King Lee on, Randy.
King Lee? Oh, yeah, King Lee had it. He be coming through with that bass, too. Boom! Damn, the whole club be shaking with King Lee come through, man. Everybody come out of ears ringing. Boom!
Listen, they got to shut the club down for 2 weeks just to do maintenance on the building. He done shut both the nails.
Yeah. King Lee, man. King Lee's come through all the country clubs.
We reminiscing, man. Yeah. My bad.
Appreciate it, Devin.
It's fun to listen.
I'll just tell you, dog.
I like the trip down memory lane.
That King Lee's come through. Boom! Boom!
It's the Braves, that's all.
It's nine now. I like the idea of Devin kicking off the campaign at the American Legion in Putnam, though.
Yeah,
that's grassroots.
You ain't been to that place, man.
No.
I've been to Putnam County.
Have I driven through Putnam County?
Probably not. Probably not.
Kind of off the beaten path.
Yeah, like I drove through Putnam County the other day. I didn't know they had a lake. But, yeah, I drove through Putnam County the other day.
When I was down there
in Dublin, that Dublin area, took me through the back going through 41. 441?
We got Boone from Dublin.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. You might have went that back way through it. Maybe. Or did y'all go down 16?
We did go down 16.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe someday. But anyway, good luck. Good luck on the campaign and the fundraising starting this weekend. Adam is in Watkinsville. Hey, Adam.
What's up, y'all?
Hi, Adam.
Hey, Randy, since you want to do that running with the bulls over there, you might as well rope in the what is that, where they fight with the tomatoes in Spain?
Yeah.
You ever seen that?
Yeah, I've seen it before.
I think you missed the running with the bulls because when you said it earlier, I Googled it real quick.
Yeah, it's the beginning of July.
Last weekend.
Yeah, it's the beginning of July.
They'll do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you do that running with the bulls, Andy, you ought to go over there too. But what are you going to wear? You going to wear that cat suit and do that second 40? Or are you going to wear number 86? What you going to wear
what's the attire?
You got the traditional
attire. Yeah,
I'm going to do the traditional.
White shirt.
I'm a traditionalist, all right? I'm going to have me a white tee on, you know. Have me a white tee, some white linens.
Okay.
I got my white pool shoes, but I think I'm going to have to bring out some sneakers.
Yeah, get something with some ankle support.
I'm going to have to bring out some like the high top Air Force One.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Just, you don't want to roll an ankle.
Yeah, have the ends kissing because I have the shoelaces so tight.
You have to.
Yeah, man.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's a good idea. What is he talking about? The tomato
thing?
Oh,
it's like
Randy would not be a good participant. You get hit once and get mad.
This is your problem. This is your problem.
You would be chucking.
This is your problem. This was somebody else's problem. Don't tell me what I want to do, all right?
Am I right, though?
No, you ain't right. You don't know nothing about me that I don't let you know about me, okay? So don't ever say that Randy went like something.
You don't know
with
what
your
I'm
level
like.
Of competitiveness, which I think has been appropriately displayed
you
here.
Don't know.
If you got hit hard,
if hold on, listen.
What even
is it? La Tomatina is a festival in Spain where they throw tomatoes at each other.
Okay.
It's a big food fight.
If I'm throwing tomatoes, I'm expecting to get hit with a damn tomato, right? So why the hell
like
am I going to get mad? I'm trying to pick your ass up with one, too. So you're going to hit me. Because I'm throwing that thing like Nolan Ryan. I'm trying to make ketchup. That's how hard I'm going to throw it. So, yeah. I expect to get hit. Yeah. Just like the Bulls. I expect this bull wants to kill me. Right? I'm not just going over there and run like, hi, fella. I won't hurt you, Mr. Bull. Yeah.
How early before the bull would theoretically get close to you, are you jumping onto the fence?
Hey, 50 yards?
Yeah, that's good.
That's good.
I like
erring
on the side of caution.
I am not trying to get my ass. I'm not trying to get gored.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to get ran up on some wall.
You don't need another hole.
The last time I saw.
One's enough.
Yeah, my boy Tequillo went over there. And Tequillo had. You remember Tequillo? I showed you the video. Tequillo running with the camera phone, with running from the bull and fell.
Oh.
Yeah, man.
I almost feel like Tequillo might scare one of the bulls.
There's
Oh, never mind. We're not running with him.
Yeah.
Look at the neck on that guy.
There's a 90-degree turn that sometimes people aren't aware of, and that's not where you want to climb. Because the bulls.
Why do you know stuff like this?
The bulls slide into the wall. The bulls slide into the wall.
Why do you know?
Because I've probably watched the running of the bulls.
Ten
times.
This dude was sitting over here. This dude was sitting over here this morning watching rugby. Like, ooh,
I had to ask him to.
Like, hey,
USA was playing. Apologies for the patriotism.
It wasn't patriotism. It was annoying sounds.
Yes, it was.
Is what it was.
Yeah.
Have you heard of the World Games? Are you familiar with the World Games? It's like it's on off Olympic years, and they play kind of weird sports.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted you to be familiar with it. Because it seems like something you would like.
You know they're doing a thing called the Enhanced Games where they just let people take drugs?
Nice. That's what they should do. You mean baseball in the 90s? It was awesome.
Well, I think it's going to be like track and weightlifting, wrestling, stuff like that.
Yeah. I would like to see how fast a roided-out super athlete could run the 100-meter.
Yeah.
It would be fun to watch.
That'd be cool.
I don't think the top sprinters are going to be doing it, so I bet they don't even break their world record.
Oh.
You don't think so?
No.
On the juice?
I don't think the top sprinters are going to be juicing.
Yeah, okay. I guess that's true. Juice is only going to help so much. Like,
you're
if I juice
guy,
up,
yeah.
I'm not going to be, like, world class or anything like that. Maybe, though. You never know.
You never, ever know,
Doc. It's worth trying, I would say. You all right over
there? Yeah, I'm good, man. Let's get a takeaway.
All right, takeaways of the day. Every day to wrap up a show. What happened?
Mr. Blue had to send us a picture. Mr. Blue, you know you're one of my favorite dudes, man.
Uh-oh.
Stop sending selfies with cigars, man. All right. Thank you.
Ooh, is that even a selfie?
I don't know. Did he do the set up the camera real quick? Let me tripod my phone and take a selfie.
I don't know.
Come on, Mr. Wins. Andy got iron guts.
Very, very like serious picture that we got right there. I had a takeaway of the day, but I had to change it. Randy's going to be throwing it so hard he's trying to make ketchup.
Yeah, man.
That was very funny.
David Bassett is the only person that actually thinks Abe is an athlete. And only a veteran heaver can make a correct count on the number of times the guy has thrown up.
I'm just curious. 10 times, is it the heaves?
Did he throw up 10 times or did he heave 10 times?
Yeah.
It's a different thing. It's an important distinction.
Also important distinction, the businessman's special and a nooner, not the same thing.
It's true. I would much prefer.
Eventually, I'm going to get it. Eventually, I'm going to get it right the first time.
Tell you this, I would much prefer a nooner than anything that's going on over there at the Braves.
Because it's raggedy.
I guess I would always prefer a nooner
it's
over a baseball
raggedy.
Game. But the 9-4? God. Guess that players-only meeting didn't really do much, unfortunately.
Yeah.
That's going to do it for us.
Yeah, man.
You're going to do it for us. Dukes and Bell coming up next from the Taj Mahooters. We will be back here tomorrow in Flowery Branch. Raheem Morris going to join us at 12:45. Falcons training camp continues on. Talk to you tomorrow. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Watch out now!